Ouch, that hurts. You ever slammed your finger in a car door? And I mean, that can be excruciating, can it? Oh, I've done that before. I actually, one time when I was working in college at Foodtown Grocery Store, I was an assistant manager, and I went to shut the safe, and somebody said, "Hey, Greg, and I need some change." And I turned around, and I didn't realize it, but my finger was in the safe, and it slammed on the top of the finger, and it was one of the most painful things ever. In fact, right now, I'm cringing as I talk about this story. And just the blood squirted out. And it, I mean, it was a miracle I didn't break my finger. But my point being is we've all been hurt at times physically, but we also have been hurt emotionally. And I know the holidays can bring up wounds in a painful and just a way that we need to address it. And yet we also need to know that, not be discouraged. And I like the amplified version of John chapter 16, verse 33. A lot of you know this verse, but you may not know it in the amplified version. It says, Jesus shared this. He said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In this world you will have tribulation and distress and suffering. But be courageous, be confident, be undaunted. Be filled with joy. I have overcome the world." And friends, today I know that there's something that you're struggling with. You know, some tribulation, some distress, some suffering. But I'm thankful that Jesus warned us about that. And four things that I've noticed that are kind of primary enemies of people that are wounded. One is when they are anxious. You know, they have fear. And I'm thankful to know that the Bible spoke about this one command more than any other command in the Bible, and it was simply, fear not. Fear not. And yet, I need to be reminded of that quite often. And that's why I'm doing this program today, telling you to fear not. If you're a follower of Jesus, you do not have to fear. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6 says, "We can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And I know that I've been in fear of others and what they can do to me, and pain and hurt and, you know, job loss or what they could say and do. And yet, friends, if you're a follower of Jesus, Hebrews 13:6 is so true. We can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Psalm 34, verse 4, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears." Friends, if you're struggling with fear today, I want to encourage you to seek Jesus. Talk to him about it. Have a conversation with him about it. Tell him that you are afraid. And I'm so thankful for 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Cast your burdens upon the Lord because he cares for you." So talk to God about it. It's, in fact, I like even more in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7, and verses 5 through 7. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, and casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." Isn't it great to know today that when we humble ourselves, and that's where I struggle as a man and with my pride, that when I have to humble myself and to say, "God, I need your help," that under his mighty hand, at the proper time, he will exalt me. But it starts with me casting all my anxieties on him and knowing that he cares for me. And you may feel like nobody else cares this holiday season, but I want you to know that your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, does. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7 reminds us of that. Another thing that I've seen from people when they're wounded, there's just a sense of rejection. And maybe you're dealing with that this holiday season. You just don't know how that's going to plan out with holiday plans, with COVID, and you feel like maybe you're being rejected. And I want you to know that Jesus can relate to that. Isaiah told us that, you know, predicted the arrival of Jesus. It said that he was despised and rejected by mankind, and he was a man of suffering and would be familiar with pain. I can relate to that. Can you? Let me say that again. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. That's one of the things that is so just attractive to me about being a follower of Jesus. And God loved us so much that he came down in the flesh and sent his one and only son, Jesus, that he walked this earth for 33 years and he knew what it was like to be despised and to be rejected. I mean, his own family, you know, they didn't believe that he was the son of God. And then as he started performing some miracles, they accused him of being drunk, a drunkard. Then they criticized him for hanging out with prostitutes and tax collectors and the people that, you know, the religious people turned their noses up at. And this holiday season, maybe you're dealing with a sense of rejection, but I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody that, you know, they don't believe in God, and bless them and befriend them and maybe provide Christmas for them, even if it's just a meal or one small gift, but something just to show them Jesus. Before people want to hear about Jesus, they want to see him. And I'm so thankful that we get to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And there's no better time to do that than right now during the Christmas season. Psalm 62, verse 5 says, "Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him." And, you know, today, maybe you need to be reminded of that. And part of that is just doing what Psalm 46:10 asks us to do, and be still and know that I am God. And I shared that song that my sister-in-law Sheila shared with me by Vertical Worship. He was faithful then. He is faithful now. I mean, you need to be reminded of that today. You may feel rejected and discouraged, but if God was faithful then, he'll be faithful now. And when we can get quietly before the God and talk to him, we'll realize that our hope is truly in him, like Psalm 62, verse 5 says. But you know, a lot of times we get rejected by other people, and I know that I know this. Hurting people hurt other people. Hurting people hurt other people. And you may have gotten hurt by somebody, but a lot of times it's because they were hurting, and it may really not have anything to do with you, but because of wounds they have, they hurt you. And so just be cognizant of that today, and that might help you extend grace to somebody that, yeah, they don't deserve it, but you know what? There's been times in my life that I'm not deserve it, and people have extended grace to me. And during this holiday season, extend grace to somebody that maybe doesn't, quote, deserve it. Because you know what? You're going to need it again, and I'm going to need it again. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus has entered on our behalf." I'm so thankful that, you know, we can have Jesus as a hope and an anchor for our soul. And it talks about him entering the inner sanctuary behind the curtain on our behalf. You know, in the Old Testament, before Jesus came, the priest would go to what they called the holiest of holies and go behind this curtain to enter sacrifices, animal sacrifices, on our behalf for our sins. But because of Jesus, we could go directly to God now if we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And I'm so thankful now that that's where our hope is, and that's where our anchor for our soul is. And I want to encourage you in that today. Another thing that I've noticed doing ministry for 19 years, that people that are wounded, it results a lot of times out of being lonely and out of isolation. And I've talked about this quite often lately, but so much, what a blessing it is when you go to bless others, how you get blessed. And I know it doesn't make any kind of sense, but it's just so, so true that when you go to help others, even when you're hurting, that you'll be blessed. But I also want to let you know, when you're hurting, and I know it's hard sometimes, that the Bible, in the book of Psalms especially, has lots of scriptures that share about people that were also hurting. And they can relate to where you're at right now. If you're feeling lonely or isolated, Psalm 25, verse 16 says, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I'm lonely and afflicted." Anybody feel like that today? I love that verse. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. I know somebody listening, they can relate to that. And I want you to know, because you hurt, that God hurts. Psalm 27, verse 10 says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. You know, some of you, maybe your parents, they're not here anymore. Or maybe they're here, but they won't have anything to do with you. I want you to know that God loves you and he will receive you, and go to him. That's Psalm 27, verse 10. Psalm 68, verses 5 and 6 says that he is a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy dwelling. Maybe those of you that your father, you know, he just wasn't around, maybe intentionally, or maybe he worked all the time. And, you know, I want to let you know that your Heavenly Father says, hey, I'll be your father this Christmas season. Maybe you're a widow and you just need help. And I want to let you know that God will be your defender, and that he is your holy dwelling. He is your safe place. And last but not least, one of the things that I've noticed with people, a lot of times we can get into self-loathing or self-hatred. And I share this quite often, but I just feel like it needs to be said again. I've seen the number one thing in doing ministry for 19 years now, that people are harder on themselves than God is. And I just want to remind you to not be so hard on yourself, and extend love to others. And just, you know, I use this verse at weddings all the time, but this is not just for romantic love for marriages. This is for love that we need to have for one another. Love is patient and love is kind. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes, and it always perseveres. And for today, somebody needs to hear that in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7, known as the wedding passage. You know, that love is patient, it's kind, it keeps no record of wrongs, it always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, and it always perseveres. Extend that love to somebody today. It doesn't deserve it. And I want to remind you today, whether you're 13 or you're 83, we are all works in progress. We are all works in progress. Everybody's struggling with something, and we need to extend grace to them, but you need to extend grace to yourself. But I got to remind you that, you know, if you've messed up, you've sinned, you've done something selfish, you've hurt somebody, you've sinned against God, remember, Psalm 103, verse 12 says that once you ask God for forgiveness, that he has removed our sins as far from us as the east is to the west. In other words, he doesn't remember many more. So I want to encourage you today to not remember many more. And, you know, we've all got a rearview mirror in our car. If you don't, you need to get one, okay? But when you look in the rearview mirror and you get in your car, and most of the time you have to back out, start your day with just, okay, Lord, I'm going to forget the past, any wounds, any disappointments, any mistakes that I've made, and today is a new day, and I'm going to focus on you. Like we talked about in yesterday's program, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Okay? I know that I'm not all that I should be, but I'm forgetting the past and focusing on this one thing, just focusing on what lies ahead. And when you do that, there's tremendous peace, and you will be blessed, and you can be a blessing to others. So extend that grace to somebody else that needs it today, and show them that love is patient and kind. It keeps no record of wrongs. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.